بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه الطاهرين ما دام ما في السماوات والأرضين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله. All thanks and praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His many blessings that He has bestowed upon us. We beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in those blessings. Alhamdulillah, by His grace, we have reached lesson number 23. And lesson number 23 deals with the compulsory acts of salah. The text of Ba-Fadl reads as follows. فُرُوضُ الصَّلَاةِ سَبَعَةَ عَشَرَةَ. فُرُوضُ الصَّلَاةِ. The word فُرُوض is the plural of the word فَرْض. فَرْض translates as compulsory act. فُرُوضُ الصَّلَاةِ. The compulsory acts of the prayer. سَبَعَةَ عَشَرَ. A number is given and the number here is pegged at 17. Certain scholars, and you will come across certain jurisprudential works that list the compulsory acts of salah as 13. Why is that? Is there a fundamental difference or what is the issue? The issue would be that certain scholars would mention tuma'nina, coming to a standstill, as a separate integral, while others would not. They consider it to be an integral, but some would mention it and some would not mention it, and that leads to the discrepancy in terms of the numbers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So just a point in terms of the numbering. فُرُوضُ الصَّلَاةِ سَبَعَةَ عَشَرَةَ. The compulsory acts of salah are 17. What is the proof for this? The proof is contained by and large in the following narration. Here we have a somewhat lengthy narration. It is going to cover most of the integrals in terms of the prayer. We're going to read through that bi-ibnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take it from there. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دخل المسجد. On the authority of Abu Huraira, he says that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم entered the masjid. فدخل رجل فصلى. A person entered, فصلى, and he prayed. ثم جاء فسلم على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he came and he greeted the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فرد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عليه السلام فقال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم responded and returned his greeting to him. فقال. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who had observed him praying, said to him, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. That return and pray, for indeed you have not prayed. فصلى ثم جاء فسلم على النبي sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the person went, he prayed, and he returned and he greeted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to him and said, ارجع فصلي فإنك لم تصلي. For a second time, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is now telling him, return, pray, for indeed you have not prayed. And this happened thrice over. On the third time, this companion said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, والذي بعثك بالحق, by the one that has sent you with the truth, in other words, by Allah, فما أحسن غيره, I'm unable to do other than what I've done. أحسن means to beautify. I'm unable to do it any better than what I had already did it. فعلمني. So therefore teach me. قال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إذا كنت إلى الصلاة, when you stand to pray. So again, we are using this particular narration to underscore the integrals of salah. إذا قمت إلى الصلاة, when you stand to pray. Standing would now be an integral, so it would be one of the 17. فكبر, then say Allahu Akbar. So the takbiratul ihram would be another integral. ثم اقرأ ما تيسر معك من القرآن, then read that which is easy for you from the Quran. According to the Shafi'i school of thought, it is necessary to recite the Fatiha, as we will come to see in every unit of prayer. ثم اركع, then bow. حتى تطمئن راكعا, until you come to rest whilst you are bowing. And I had alluded to this particular point earlier on. The one obligatory act would be counted as to bow. The second one would be whilst you are bowing in that particular position, that you must come to a complete rest. That is referred to in Arabic as tuma'nina, to come to a complete rest. ثم ارفع حتى تعتدل قائما. Then you stand up until you are upright. تعتدل قائما. And again, one doesn't come up and then immediately go into prostration. One needs to come up, stand, wait for a person's body to come to a complete rest, acquire a restful state in that particular position. ثم اسجد حتى تطمئن ساجدا. Then prostrate until you are comfortable, you come to rest whilst you are prostrating. ثم ارفع حتى تطمئن جالسا. Then come the sitting between the two prostrations and sit. ثم اسجد. And then perform the prostration in the manner mentioned before. ثم افعل ذلك في صلاتك كلها. Then do exactly the same in every unit of prayer. So the Prophet ﷺ teaches him one unit of prayer and he's meant to replicate it in all the other units of prayer. For us, importantly, we are focusing on فروض الصلاة 17, that the compulsory acts of salah are 17. And we've mentioned this particular narration, which doesn't cover all of the integrals, but it covers the bulk of them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Now we're going to start and we're going to be reading through these integrals. What is the first one? Al-awwal, let's turn to the slide, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-awwal an-niyyah. The first integral would be the intention. An-niyyah. فَإِنْ كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَرْضًا وَجَبَ. Now, in terms of the intention, إِنْ كَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَرْضًا, if the prayer in question is a compulsory prayer, for example, you are praying any of the five daily prayers, be it Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, if it is a compulsory prayer, then in terms of your intention, you need to consider the following. Number one, وجب قصد فعلها. You must intend the action. You must intend the action of salah. So in other words, you must have a conceptualization that I'm going to be performing the prayer. Number one, قصد فعلها. You must intend the act of praying. So when you're standing up to pray and you make your intention, you must conceptualize the prayer that you are about to perform. قَصْتُ فِعْلِهَا. Number two, if the prayer is a compulsory prayer, number two, تَعْيِينُهَا. تَعْيِينُهَا, it must be stipulated. For example, the author gives an example, صُبَحًا. So I am praying and I'm going to be praying the Dhuhr prayer. So number one is نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّي. نَوَيْتُ الصَّلَاةَ. نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّي. I intend to pray. So you have a conceptualization of the prayer. I'm wording it now. It doesn't necessarily need to be worded, but to facilitate understanding, I'm wording it. نَوَيْتُ أُصَلِّي. نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّي. I intend to pray. So I intend the prayer. Number two is you must stipulate the prayer. So a person can't intend or mean to pray Dhuhr and he simply says نَوَيْتُ أُصَلِّي صَلَاةً. For example, I intend to pray a prayer. No, he has to specify the prayer. نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّ الصَّلَاةَ الظُّهْرِ. نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّ الصَّلَاةَ الْعَصْرِ. I intend to pray Dhuhr, or I intend to pray Asr, or I intend to pray Maghrib. So صُبَحًا أَوْ غَيْرَهُ. Why? لِتَتَمَيَّزَ أَنْ غَيْرِهَا مِنْ بَقِيَّةِ الصَّلَوَاتِ. In order for that particular prayer to be distinguished from any other prayer of the day. What if a person says, نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّ صَلَاةِ الْوَقْتِ. I intend to pray the prayer of the time. Would that suffice? Our scholars say that would not suffice. A person must be specific in terms of singling out the prayer. I need to add something at this particular juncture, and that is our teachers have been very particular in terms of the intention. What is the intention? The intention basically means an acute awareness. In other words, not in your back conscious, but in your foreconscious, you must be aware of what you are doing at the moment of inception. So for example, when you are praying, at the time of the prayer, you simply need to be conscious of the fact that you are going to pray. What happens sometimes is that when we increase in knowledge, there's a negative unintended consequence. And what does it do? It complicates matters for us as opposed to facilitating ease in terms of our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that should never be the case. And particularly in today's time, we need to be wary and watch ourselves lest we fall down that very slippery slope. And it's only supported by the whisperings and insinuations of the devil. So whilst we need to be particular about the intention, we mustn't become so pedantic that we become obsessed with the intention that we can't get beyond the intention. So the intention simply means that a person is conscious of what he's about to do. And when we maintain that particular simplicity, we will find that we will experience ease in terms of the fulfillment of our worship. So what is mentioned here may appear to be detailed, but actually it's very simple. Number one, when you're making the intention, and the intention is for a compulsory prayer, three things need to be considered. You must intend the prayer, that's very simple. Nawaitu an usalli. I hereby intend to pray. Nawaitu an usalli. Then if it is a fard prayer, then you must single out the fard prayer. So nawaitu an usalli salat al-dhuhri. And last but not least, wa niyat al-fardiyya min al-baligh. If a person happens to be physically mature, there's a bit of ikhtilaf in this regard. But in terms of the text of Ba'afadl, he says, وَنِيَّةُ الْفَرْضِيَّ مِنَ الْبَالِغِ, that you need to make the intention of فَرْضِيَّ, that the salah is fard. So the intention will now read, نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّي فَرْضَ الصَّلَاةُ الظُّهْرِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. So we see the three things over there. You intend the prayer, number one. You single out the prayer, نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّي صَلَاةَ الظُّهْرِ. And then, last but not least, فَرْضًا لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى. And it is a fard prayer. So, نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّي فَرْضَ صَلَاةُ الظُّهْرِ. We find in that particular formula that all are contained therein, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Now, here our scholars say that intending فَرْضِيَة, it is not necessary from a minor. It is not necessary from a minor. And that is what Imam al-Ramli has said. On the other hand, Ibn Hajr has said that irrespective whether it is a minor or a major, the fact that the person is now making salah, he needs to fulfill all of the requirements. So even if a child is performing salah, according to Ibn Hajar, he must make the intention of wujub, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We go on to the next slide, bi-idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ نَافِلَةً مُؤَقَّتَةً كَالْوِتْرِ أَوْ ذَاتِ سَبَبٍ وَجَبَ. Now, on the other hand, we are still dealing with the intention. But the prayer in question happens to be what we refer to in Arabic as a nafila. Nafila here you could translate as a recommended prayer. Wa in kanat nafilatan. If the prayer is recommended, then what happens in this particular instance? Nafilatan, it is recommended muaqqatatan, but it has a specific time. So it is a recommended prayer, but it has a specific time. They give us an example, kalwitri, for example, witr. You can't perform witr at any time. It is a recommended prayer according to our school of thought. What is its time? Its time is after Isha till daybreak the next day. So witr is a recommended prayer which has a specific time. Now, the intention in relation to such a recommended prayer that has a specific time would be what? Aw dhati sababin, or the prayer has a specific reason, like Tahiyatul Masjid, for example. I speak under correction. We will see now in terms of example. Let's move to a more clear example. Would be the recommended units of prayer before Dhuhr and the recommended units of prayer after Dhuhr. You would agree with me that it is recommended, number one, and then it has a specific time. The recommended prayer units of prayer before Dhuhr has a specific time, and the one after Dhuhr has a specific time. Be it as it may. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ نَافِلَةً مُؤَقَّتَةً. If it is a recommended prayer that has a specific time or it has a specific cause, like witr for example, wajaba, then in terms of the intention, you need to consider the following. Number one, قَصْدُ فِعْلِهَا. You need to intend the action. And number two, وَتَعْيِينُهَا. You need to specify it, you need to single it out. Why? لِتَتَمَيَّزَ عَنْ غَيْرِهَا. In order that this prayer, and this is the major function really of intention, when it comes to acts of worship, it distinguishes the one act of worship from another act of worship. For example, and I think one of the most clear examples would be that the Fajr prayer, the Subuh prayer. Before the Subuh prayer, you have two units which are recommended, the Sunnah Salah of Subuh, and then you have the Fard Salah of Subuh. Outwardly, they look exactly the same. How does one distinguish between the two? One distinguishes between the two by means of the intention. So now when you are performing a supererogatory prayer, it has a specific time, it is necessary that you intend nawaitu usalli. You must intend the salah nawaitu usalli salata, and then you must also specify it. So example, nawaitu usalli salat al-witri, and that would suffice. You don't have to say sunnat salat al-witri. And this is the difference between when you make an intention for a fard prayer and when you make an intention for a sunnah prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. وَتَمْهِيزُهَا يَحْصُلُ بِمَا اشْتُهِرَ بِهِ كَالضُّحَى. So for example, how do you make tamheez? The question is asked now. So you use the name of that particular prayer. For example, a person says, نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّ الصَّلَاةَ الضُّحَى or صَلَاةَ الْإِشْرَاقِ, as some people refer to it. I intend to pray the salah of duha or the salah of ishraq. Or one can connected to a particular prayer. For example, a person who said, نَوَيْتُ أَنْ أُصَلِّ سُنَّةَ الصَّلَاةُ الظُّهُرِ الْقَبْلِيَّةِ. I hereby intend to pray the two units of prayer before the dhuhr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We go on to the next issue, بِإِذْنِ subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ نَاثِلَةً مُتْلَقَةً وَجَبَةً. If the prayer in question, remember we are still dealing with the intention, and depending on the salah in question, the intention or the necessary components of the intention are going to change. To recap, and repetition is beneficial for a believer. If it is a fard prayer, you need to do three things. If it is a recommended prayer that has a specific time, you need to do two things. So three, two. And when it is a recommended prayer, mutlaqatan. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ نَافِلَةً مُتْلَقَةً. If it is a recommended prayer, an unrestricted recommended prayer, wajaba, then the following would be compulsory. قَصْتُ فِعْلِهَا فَقَدْ. You simply need to intend the prayer. So in other words, نَوَيْتُ الصَّلَاةَ خَلَصْ. Here we have a few examples, and we're going to do that very quickly بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. The first example would be تَحِيَّةُ الْمَسْجِدْ. I had mentioned that and said let's rather not mention the Tahiyyatul Masjid example. I was confused at that point in time, but it clearly falls under a recommended prayer that is not time bound. So Tahiyyatul Masjid, when you enter into the Masjid. I was thinking about this, why is it not time bound? Because when you enter into the Masjid, you can walk around, and at any point in time before you sit down, you can pray it. So Tahiyyatul Masjid, so what does the person say? نَوَيْتُ تَحِيَّةَ الْمَسْجِدِ نَوَيْتُ الصَّلَةَ سُنَّةَ الْوُضُوءِ. After a person performs wudu and now he makes the sunnah wudu of wudu, the sunnah salah of wudu, sorry, سُنَّةَ الصَّلَاةِ الْوُضُوءِ. Now, istikhara, a person performs istikhara, a person performs tawaf, the sunnah salah of tawaf. After he circumambulates around the Kaaba, thereafter he's going to perform salah. What type of salah is this? It is a sunnah and it is a mutlaqah. It can be performed at any time after the tawaf. So what does he do here? It is necessary for him to make the intention, but the simple requirement is that he intends the prayer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Qudum min as-safar. A person comes back from traveling and he prays, he simply makes the intention, nawaitu salah, finish. Salat al-haja, again a person simply has a need and he prays for that particular reason, so he basically will say نَوَيْتُ الصَّلَاةِ, and Allah SWT knows best. فَيَكْفِي فِيهَا قَصْتُ الْفِعْلِ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَعْرُضِ لِسَبَبٍ. In these instances, it would suffice a person to intend the action without presenting himself or without having to engage in the cause, and Allah SWT knows best. The next issue, we go on now to the second integral بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, and the second integral reads as follows. الثاني تَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ. So we are dealing with the integrals of Salah. We had mentioned that they are 17, 14 according to some others. We started with the first one, which is the intention. The second one would be Thani At-Takbiratul Ihram. That to say the Takbiratul Ihram. Takbira, we know what Takbir means. Takbir means to say Allahu Akbar. Wahuwa Allahu Akbar. And therefore the author Bafadl says, Athani, the second integral is Takbiratul Ihram, to say Allahu Akbar. To make the Takbiratul Ihram. And what is the Takbiratul Ihram? Allahu Akbar. It is to say Allahu Akbar. The word Ihram means to make something impermissible. And the reason why the opening of the Salah is referred to as Takbiratul Ihram, because by virtue of this particular Takbir, what was otherwise permissible becomes impermissible. You could talk, but now you can't talk because you're in the prayer. You could eat or drink, but now you can't because you're in the prayer. What is the formula for the Takbir? Allahu Akbar. وَيُجْزِئُ اللَّهُ Akbar. If a person wants to do things a bit differently and he doesn't want to say Allahu Akbar, is it permissible for a person to say Allahul Akbar? He adds an alif lam to the Akbar. Would that be permissible? Ba'afadl says, وَيُجْزِئُ, it would suffice him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So the text reads now, there is no problem to add an alif lam. However, to include a pronoun would become problematic. What does that mean? A person says, Allahu huwa al-akbar. So he adds a pronoun between the subject and the predicate and he says, Allahu huwa al-akbar. That would become problematic. But then it could perhaps surprise you now that if you say Allahu akbar, valid. Allahu al-akbar, valid. But if you add a pronoun, Allahu huwa al-akbar, it becomes problematic. However, if you add a quality, if you qualify Allah by saying, Allahu ar-Rahman ar-Rahim akbar. If you add that, it seems longer than the pronoun, but because it's not a pronoun, because it is a title, a qualification of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our scholars say that that would be permissible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. وَلَا يَضُرُّ I'm going to read the text of the Bayan wa Ta'rif to you. It says, وَلَا يَضُرُّ تَخَلُّلٌ يَسِيرٌ وَلَا يَضُرُّ تَخَلُّلُ يَسِيرِ وَصٍّ بَيْنَ لَفْظِ الْجَلَالَ وَأَكْبَرُ وَضَابِطُ الْيَسِيرِ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَقَلْ مِنْ ثَلَاثِ كَلِمَاتٍ Will not harm if you add a quality between Allah and Akbar if it is short. And what is meant by short? That it must be less than three words. For example, a person says, Allahu Rahman Rahimu Akbar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. The last issue that we're dealing with for today's lesson, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of lesson number 23, our next lesson number 24, will follow. The last condition that we are doing would be, or rather the last issue that we are doing would be the conditions of the Takbiratul Ihram. There are many conditions, some scholars list it as 16. We're not going to go into that detail. Bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're simply going to mention the basic when it comes to Takbiratul Ihram. So we know to say Allahu Akbar is an integral. In order for this integral to be properly fulfilled, certain conditions need to be met. What are those conditions? Number one would be Iqa'u fil qiyam fil fard. That it must occur whilst a person is standing in a fard prayer. So we will come to learn later in lesson number 24 that Qiyam, to stand, for a person who's able to stand, is compulsory. You cannot sit. So now the Takbiratul Ihram must be whilst you are standing. So let's say I'm sitting now and then I intend to pray. Then as I'm sitting and as I'm standing up, I say Allahu Akbar and then I start my prayer. That Takbiratul Ihram will not be valid. Why? Because I pronounced it whilst I was sitting or in the course of standing up. The entire Takbiratul Ihram must be in a state of standing if the salah in question is a fard salah. Number two, it must be in the direction of the Qibla. Number three, it must be with the word Allah coming before Akbar. A person cannot say Akbar Allah or Al Akbar Allah, or he says Akbar Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Allah. That's not going to work. Lafzul Jalala, the word of Allah, must come first. And the fourth condition would be that Isma'u nafsi at-takbir jami'ahu. A person must at the very least cause himself to hear the takbiratul ihram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Our next lesson would be lesson number 24, bi'idhnillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in that particular lesson, we look and we continue reading through the integrals. Barakallahu feekum jami'an, wa jazakum allahu khayral jaza, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.